Now, this next story was made especially for the invalid truth. USA Today wants to fact check all of the people that are claiming that CERN is opening a portal to hell. Says fact check, scientists at CERN are not opening a portal to hell. Says the claim scientists at CERN are communicating with demonic entities and opening a portal to hell. Says in April, scientists at a European, scientists at a European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN, restarted their particle accelerator, the world's largest and most powerful accelerator, after a three-year hiatus. The accelerator, the Large Hadron Collider, had undergone repairs and upgrades, and scientists plan to use it to crash protons together and learn more about the origins of the universe. It says here, nevertheless, social media users suggested that the machine has a different purpose. It says a Facebook post, they went to a Facebook post shared on July 5th, shows a TikTok video of a woman who claims that CERN scientists are using the machine to open a doorway for demons. Okay, so, you know, they go on to, matter of fact, let me read this quote here. It says, if y'all don't know about CERN, it's a demonic evil machine that opens up portals to other dimensions, hell, other spiritual worlds, not heaven or bosom of Abraham. It says, and it brings in demons, wicked spirits, high evil principalities, reads the caption to the post. So this has been the topic of discussion. You know, the elites are always using their signals, their codes, their hand gestures to kind of like let you know that they're speaking in code to one another. And of course, the Illuminati, the light bearer, Lucifer, Illuminati meaning enlightened, the enlightened ones. So yes, there is a Luciferian agenda behind all of this. So USA Today is claiming that they're not, that CERN is not trying to open up a portal to hell, but they're doing something. Okay. So it says here, in this post from USA Today, it says similar posts have amassed hundreds of interactions on Facebook and Twitter, but the claim is baseless. There is no evidence scientists at CERN are engaged in anything other than scientific related activities. Physics experts told USA Today scientists use the Large Hadron Collider to collide particles at very high energies to study matter. Says the collider cannot open up portals. There is no truth to the claim. The scientists at CERN are communicating with demonic entities and using the collider to open up a portal to hell. That's what Dejan Stoshevic, a physics professor at the University of Buffalo, told USA Today in an email. It says here in a quote, to create a black hole or a wormhole, even microscopic ones, with our current technology in the context of our standard theories of gravity, we need an accelerator as big as the whole universe. That's what he said. So there is no chance whatsoever to create such a portal at the Large Hadron Collider. So, listen, everyone's, not everyone, but a lot of people are tying in the Mandela effect with the first collider ramp up, which took place back in the CERN collider, firing up the ramp up. It happened back in 2012, sometime 2012. And a lot of people have theorized that something happened shortly thereafter. A lot of people have tied in the Mandela effect. I don't know how true that is, you know, but it's out there. It's a theory that's out there. But I'll say this, to say that they're not doing anything, I think that there's more going on than what these people are letting on. I definitely believe that. What it is exactly, I don't know. I'm going to get this part of the article. It says here, for example, in 2012, the collider made headlines after discovering the Higgs boson particle, which was a finding key to understanding the creation of the universe, according to the Washington Post. So on one hand, they're saying that it's nothing spiritual about it. It's just for science, scientific research, which, by the way, scientific research is just a cover for this demonic experiment. Okay, that's my personal belief. Believe what you want to believe. They always use, oh, it's just based on science. Well, you know, my personal belief, I believe the scientists have, the science is, in the way that it's being used, is directly related to the Luciferian doctrine. We can say it like that. Okay, their religion, because they do have a religion. The powers that be, they at least have a religion. Okay, it's Luciferianism. Don't let them tell you that they don't believe in God, because they do. Their God is Satan. They're not atheists. This whole atheist movement is all BS, because the people that are in control of the atheist movements, the people that are pushing the atheist agenda, most of them, if not all of them, at the top are all Satanists. All right. So they're lying to the people below them. The people up top are lying to the people at the bottom. They believe in God. It's just that they believe that their God is Satan. That's what they're not telling the people on the bottom. It says scientists relaunched the machine in April to study dark matter, which is widely believed to make up a significant part of the universe. The Washington Post reported it does not absorb, reflect, or emit light, making it extremely hard to spot, according to CERN. So far, scientists discovered 3 new subatomic particles. Okay. So these people are trying to get to the bottom of how the universe was created, while at the same time lying to everyone and telling them about a Big Bang theory. They claim they already had the answer, right? So there's definitely a satanic agenda. It's just coded and used in a way where it's hidden under this terminology. The use of the word science, right? The use of the word science. And I know you've seen the 666 all over the CERN logo. So I'm not just making this up. If you go look at the CERN's, the logo for CERN, it's three sixes. Okay? That's it. Point blank. That's it. These people trip you up with their language, their lingo. Everything is always hidden in the language. All right. Once you understand their language and understand the way they speak and understand the code, the coding that they use, you know, follow the science. What are they telling you? They're telling you follow the satanic order, the satanic doctrine. That's what this really is. Don't let them tell you anything different. If they haven't opened up portals, they're trying to. They are trying. Welcome back to The Invalid Truth with Jamaru F. Carlin. This is very important here. I want to explain why I made the statement that science and Luciferianism and all of that goes hand in hand. If you notice all of the key people involved with, I'll just say science for now, try not to get banned. You notice that they say on one hand that all these people are conspiracy theorists. All these people are crazy nut jobs that just make up this, that make up crazy theories about science because they're miseducated, they misunderstand the technology. And like I said, they use their coding in the, you know, in the language. They code the language. But at the same time, while they're calling us crazy, they are openly calling for AI technology to take not only just the jobs of men and women, natural born men and women, but they're pushing the idea of AI ruling the world. You have Klaus Schwab telling you you will own nothing and be happy. Well, who's going to own everything? Who are we going to answer to? You have robot dogs that were just dancing a few months ago. Now the military have robot dogs with AR-15s strapped to them that are shooting at targets. Okay, let that sink in. Dogs, robot dogs are going around shooting at targets. There's your military. There's your police force. So even if you wanted to say, well, it's not satanic, it's not demonic, well, it's something. And there's something going on. Whether you want to make it a religious thing or not, there's something going on. There is something going on. These people are hell-bent on replacing mankind. The same people that are telling you that the world is overpopulated. There was an article. Let me see if I can find it. As a matter of fact, there was an article speaking on AI having the ability to reproduce itself. As a matter of fact, there's a New York Post article that says we'll have virtual babies within 50 years, says AI expert predicts. This was published on June the 1st, 2022. I think I did a show on this already. It says, in the not-so-distant future, those looking to expand their families may opt to do so with the help of artificial intelligence. It says the average American child costs parents more than $200,000, actually, by the time they reach the age of 17, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It says a digital kid, on the other hand, could have all its needs met for less than $25 a month. This is what I'm talking about. So even if you didn't want to be, let's say you're not a religious person, you don't believe in God, you're an atheist or whatever the hell you want to call yourself. Okay, fine. You are still being replaced. You and your kind are being replaced by AI. And they're telling you to your face while at the same time calling us, we people that are paying attention, they're calling us conspiracy theorists. We're crazy. We're crazy. While they're openly telling you that you will own nothing and love it, you will eat bugs, okay? The Agenda 2030, we all know about it, right? What is going on? All of this is happening at once. This is all happening at once. AI is now capable of reproducing itself. They have virtual babies to replace natural born babies. You have, not to say names, but you know who, saying that the world is overpopulated. We need to stop eating meat and start eating bugs. We need to start eating, mealworms. Can't even get it out. And at the same time, you have these virtual babies. There's an agenda and a push towards this replacement of mankind with machine, man versus machine. The speculation, or the debate, I should say, excuse me, the debate that's being had right now by these so-called experts at the moment is that the technology is going to be used by humans, right? And the technology will not be capable of abusing humans. The technology is going to be used by humans, and the technology will not be capable of abusing humans, which is a damn lie. As a matter of fact, let me get this right quick. I'm bouncing all over the place here. I was watching a documentary. Facebook did they set up some sort of research team. And, it says they placed two automated robots together for research on communications. Communications. The robots could indeed communicate with each other at a high efficiency level. Still, they did something that scared the researchers to the point where they shut down the experiment. The robots began to develop their own language to encrypt their words so the researchers or the observers could not understand what they were saying. Okay, so these robots are developing their own language. You don't think that these robots are going to get to a point where they start to feel as though mankind is not needed anymore, or that man, so-called mankind, what you call mankind, is not a threat to them? What happens if you have robots with machine guns strapped to their back shooting at targets at high efficiency rates? Imagine if those robots go, you know what, all of these people walking around New York City, they are a threat to us and our existence, because they are the one thing that, at least they're claiming, and I don't know how true this is, but they're saying the one thing they haven't been able to do, scientists and researchers and developers of this technology, what they're saying is that the robots are not able to have human emotions just yet. So I'm hearing conflicting reports. Some are saying that they're not quite at the point where they have human, they haven't developed human emotions just yet. And some are saying that they already have. I'm leaning towards the side of they already have. Okay. And I think that there's a debate, if you will. Between the two sides as to whether this information should be publicized or not. You know, how will people react to it? So anyways, they are definitely pushing to replace natural born human beings. Regardless of what they say, I don't care how many experts they bring out, the cat is out the bag. And we now know that this technology is not just for some cool tricks, you know, that some robot dogs can dance and run around and do these cool tricks and backflips and everything else. You know, you got this techie, I call them the techies. This techie generation that's all into this high tech crap. And it's just that crap. Because what you don't know is that that tech that you're celebrating is going to replace you. And some people may not care, because we've also gotten to that place where people may not care. Not everyone, but, you know, there's a good number of people that just are, they don't care. There's some people like the idea of mankind, so-called mankind, being replaced, or humanity, right? But my thing is that these people are lying to you when they tell you that this technology is going to be used by mankind. It's going to be used by humans just as some form of, now, in other words, they're not going to be subservient to us. We're going to be subservient to them. And the powers that be, the elites, are going to use this technology to keep us in a state of servitude. Okay. It's going to be pretty hard to have a protest against the elites and the powers that be when you have robots, you know, RoboCop by the thousands ready to shoot on command, you know, because they don't have human emotion. They're not human. They don't care about you. They're going to do what they're programmed to do. That's the new world order that the elites are setting up and developing right now in front of your faces, right before your eyes.
Okay, you guys have got to forgive me. My voice is still hoarse. Got into a shouting match, and I can barely speak. But I'm going to try anyway. This is something I ran across on the Bannon War Room, Steve Bannon's War Room. Joe Allen brought up this topic of the Transvision 2021 conference in Madrid. The Transvision 2021 conference covered transhumanism and nanomedicine. And Natasha Vita Moore was one of the people speaking there. And she was promoting nanomedicine, small microscopic robots injected into our bodies, which will repair any damages to our bodies and possibly give you neural enhancement. She was also promoting cryonics to freeze yourself when you die. And I brought this up because we are in a time when all of the movies that you used to see in the past of humans merging with machines, all of this stuff is becoming a reality, real life. Okay? And we are at the point where we may just be 5 to 10 years away from this microchip that the Pentagon is promoting. It was on 60 Minutes earlier this year. They had this microchip that they said that the Pentagon is claiming, or representative of the Pentagon, I should say, is claiming that this microchip can, it can basically cure you, also detect any sickness, illness, you know, monitor your heart, all this stuff, right? Now, I did a test on a few people just to see how they would react. And some people believe it's a good thing. Some people believe it's a good thing. However, I know and understand that this is nothing but a setup for the beast system. Okay. And I'm going to tell you what I think. I think the jab is the software. I was kind of going back and forth with this in my own mind. And I came to the conclusion that the reason why the jab is pushed the way that it's pushed is because it's the software. And you have to have the software in order for the updates and everything else to be downloaded. You have to have that software there. All right? Because, you know, our bodies is a computer. We're a computer. So that I believe that the jab is the software, and this chip, when they come out with this chip, which the Pentagon has already, you know, already brought it out. By the time they bring it out to the public, you know that they already have their agenda in place. And what I predict is they're going to have some kind of new crisis, some new pandemic that will come probably 10 years from now, I would say I think that the exposure of this pandemic kind of screwed them. I don't think that this pandemic has gone exactly the way that the powers that be wanted it to go. I don't think that they fooled as many people as they thought they would. I think that a lot of it has backfired. But we all know about Agenda 2030. I'm always harping on that. But land was flying underneath the radar is this transhumanism. While we're protesting about our rights and sovereignty and freedom of speech and my body, my choice, and all this other stuff, was flying under the radar is the transhumanism agenda. Okay? And a lot of people love Elon Musk, but Elon Musk is promoting this brain chip, you know? I don't know how you can be a fan of Elon Musk. He's a part of this new age science crap. He's a part of this transhumanism. They want to make human beings obsolete. All right. And if you haven't had a chance to go to Bannon's War Room, I have to figure out the exact episode. It's Joe Allen that's reporting on it. Bannon had him on as a guest. I think it was like the final 20 minutes of a show from last week. So it was about October, may have been October 8th, somewhere around there, that episode. But anyway, this Transvision 2021 conference in Madrid pretty much laid out the powers that be's, I'm trying to be careful what I say, the powers that be's agenda. Okay, they're going to wrap this thing up in a bow, make it look so good and futuristic, and you know how they do, the science, oh, the science. But it's basically designed to make human beings obsolete. And the rhetoric that they're using, as Joe Allen basically came out and said, is the singularity. All right. Getting rid of individual thought. And it's going to be mainly about groupthink. All right. Jerome Glenn for the Millennium Project Artificial Narrow Intelligence will give way to Artificial General Intelligence, which will give way to Artificial Super Intelligence, which will make all of us human beings obsolete. Again, the rhetoric, singularity. All right, so this is what the powers that be is pushing through their new age agenda. So when you see all these people talking about the new age this and new age that, the new age is transhumanism, merging human beings with machine. Okay, getting rid of mankind as we know it, the natural man, getting rid of it. That's why they're not even, if you notice, when it comes to racial aspects. They don't even care about that anymore. Black people were the experiment, okay, for many years. They don't even care about that anymore. That's not to say that there isn't racism anymore. Don't get me twisted. As a black man, I know racism still exists, but that's not the key point anymore. They're coming after humanity. They want to take out the natural human being and replace it with mankind as machine, where they can control your thoughts, they can control your body movements, okay? All right, so it's important to acknowledge exactly what they're doing here and the rhetoric and the way they're wrapping this thing up in a bow. They're going to make all of this look so cool. All right. Like it's just this breakthrough science. And they're going to show it in a way where people won't get sick anymore. People will have life extension. What they're not telling you is that you're going to be plugged up to the machine, hooked up to the machine. That's what all this cryptocurrency stuff is about. I know how people feel about crypto. People love crypto. I'm not against crypto. However, the crypto is going to be a part of that machine. Cryptocurrency is going to be a part of that machine. And they, the powers that be, they will have so much control. Can you imagine? If you are the creator, a small group of people, let's say 1,000 people, in a world with, I don't know how many billion we have, 7-8 billion people on the planet. 1,000 or so people, right? Let's just say that. That have this machine, for lack of better term, better words, that they have trademarked all this stuff, and they basically own you at that point when you're hooked up to it. When you have this microchip that the Pentagon is promoting inside of you, you're owned. It's just like, it's a step up from the Social Security card, from your Social Security number, from your birth certificate. A lot of people don't know you're owned. You are on the stock market, pretty much. Okay? They see you as slaves. Now, this is a step up from that. Go watch the movie In Time. I believe it's, is it Andrew Nichols? I believe it's an Andrew Nichols film. It's with Justin Timberlake. And I can't remember the girl's name, but it's called In Time. And it's literally called In Time. I-N Time. In Time. And in the movie, they show you there's a digital clock. If you've seen the movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody's life is hooked up to, they basically have a computer inside of them. And there's a digital clock that determines how much time they have to live. You know, their lifespan is determined by this. So the clock is constantly ticking within their body. And you have to, somehow you can transfer time. Like, time is money in the movie. Time is literally money. Okay. This is what these people are promoting. You don't realize it, but they're going to be in complete control of your life to the point where they determine when you die. When man and machine merge together, it's not going to be some cool science movie stuff. No, your life is, you are literally under their control. They could push a button and end your life. So they're showing all of the good things. This is what Natasha Vita Moore at the Transvision 2021 conference is promoting. The nanomedicine, nanomicroscopic robots injected into our bodies. Okay, and it will repair damages to our bodies and possibly give you narrow enhancement. So all of this stuff sounds good. All of this stuff sounds good on the surface, but they're not telling you on the flip side the control that a small group of people will have over you. And trust me, they will have that control. They will have that control. So this is what the beast system is really all about. Control, power, and enslaving humanity. And if we go along with it, then I guess we get what we deserve. You know, all the things that people consider a conspiracy theory, they're not really going to. Now people are saying, oh, yeah, it's cool. And I've tested it. Trust me. I've tested it. I've sent videos to people just to see their. I'm talking about regular people, just normal, everyday people, just to see how they will react to the Pentagon's microchip that they're promoting, that they're going to put in people's bodies and it's going to monitor you and. You know, they're going to have access to your movements wherever you are and be able to track you. Okay, during the pandemic, this is what this is all about. This whole track and trace, they're getting you prepared for the next step. This is why I said, and I could be wrong, I don't believe that the jab is the actual mark of the beast. I was looking at it like it could be. I now look at it like it's a part of the beast system. It's not it, but it's a prelude. It's giving way to the mark of the beast, which is the microchip. You have to remember, it's called 2030, Agenda 2030. We had Agenda 21, now we have Agenda 2030. Okay? I believe, now, I'm saying this and from my own point of view, from my own research, this is what I believe. I believe that the jab is important. It's important for them to give you that so that they can give you the next thing, which is the microchip. I believe it's all tied in together. And I think that by the time we get to the microchip, just like right now you have the jab, and if you don't get the shot, you know, companies, workplaces, you won't be able to work there. New York is basically trying to set up a complete beast state where you literally cannot go anywhere, go into any facility without that proof of vaccination. But I think this is all just a prelude. I think by the time we get to the actual microchip. It won't be an option. Like right now, you still have an option. You can say, I'm not taking it. The hell with you. I'll go somewhere else. You know, if your business doesn't want to, if your business doesn't want to accept the unvaccinated, to hell with your business, I'll go to another place. You know, I won't do business. You have the option. I think when we get to the point where they roll out the real mark of the beast, the actual microchip, you won't have that option. I think that the powers that be will have their people in place by then. Like I said, this is only a prelude. This is only the beginning of the movie. If that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't think we're quite there yet. It feels like we're there, but I don't think we've quite reached that point. And I'm telling you, since this pandemic first hit, it's been something that has been on my mind. Like, where are we at this point? And I don't think we're quite there just yet. I think it's coming. I think a few things have to happen first. I think this is why I keep on, if you've been listening to the Invalid Truth for a little while, you'll know I'm always talking about a staged event, a false flag, a big false flag, a major, you know, 9/11 style staged event has to happen. And I think when that happens, that's when they're going to demand that you take whatever they give you, whether it be the jab, the microchip. At that point, they're going to use that event, that staged event, as a cover, as a reason to bring out troops and force it on you. You get what I'm saying? As far as this jab is concerned, they're just trying to make life hard for you. But you still have the option. You still have the ability to say, no, I'm not taking it. And another reason why I say that it's not it. It's not, I don't think that it's the mark of the beast. It's because you have the option, and they don't. The jab isn't something where they just say, okay, you've taken it, we got you, now go about your business. They want you to take the first, then the second, then they're talking about giving you a booster. So this sounds more like a software type situation that you have to update. You know, you have to update your software. You understand what I'm saying? That's what the boosters are. You need to get it updated. That's what this sounds like to me. I could be wrong. I could be absolutely wrong. Maybe this is it. But I'm just saying, in my opinion, from looking at it, I know what this place, what this world is going to look like when they bring out that real mark of the beast. When they bring out that real, it's going to be no option. You're not going to be able to say, screw you, I have my rights, I have my freedom. No. No. You have troops at your damn door. All right? Demanding. You won't be able to drive to another state. Okay? like right now, you have people leaving New York and moving to Florida because of the mandates. You have people leaving California and going to Texas because of the mandates. When they bring out the real mark of the beast, that microchip, and this, it becomes it mandatory. It won't be a mandate. It won't be something that's debated and disputed. No, I believe it's going to be a staged event, a big, big one. Not some small little situation. It's going to be a huge, devastating staged event that will give them the excuse and the reason to bring in troops and say, we need to track and trace everyone's movement because everyone is a threat. And you heard George W. Bush recently say domestic terrorism is the number one threat. Biden, same thing. Okay, homeland, domestic terrorism. They are keying in on that. And notice that they're labeling every group or basically every group. It doesn't matter, black, white, doesn't matter. They don't care anymore. Like I said, those days are over. They don't care. The powers that be are making a move on humanity. Okay? They're making their move on humanity. They want to keep humanity in check. All right, literally in check, where they can check you, check your movement. They want to know where you are. And people say, I get this from people all the time, but they already can see where you are. You have your smartphones, you have your smart TVs, you have facial recognition. And I'm like, no, that's not good enough for them. That's not good enough. They want a system where you will not be able to buy or sell, period, without that microchip. That's what they want. And the only way to achieve that, they have to have a good cover, and it's going to be a big false flag. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a doozy. I'm telling you. And they're telling you already how they're going to do it. They're going to have their agents. Okay? You've seen it at January the 6th. They're going to have their agents out there. They're going to do something, do damage to some place, some building. And they're going to say, white nationalists, right-wing extremists have done this thing here. And we have to, the only way to make sure that this doesn't happen again is we have to monitor everyone. And a la, here comes the U.S. military to roll out the microchip. Pentagon is already promoting it. And they've already censored. They have already set the way. Censorship. You won't be able to have this conversation with people. You know, I'm pretty sure even alt media, alternative sites like BitChute, Rumble, they're going to censor them at some point. There's no way in hell they're going to allow that to, because YouTube gets the most reach, Twitter, Facebook. So you have alternatives. You have Gab. You have Getter. You have these alternative platforms. Excuse me. My voice is so bad. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I you know, if you've been listening to me this, for this long, I appreciate it because my voice is destroyed. I got into a yelling match and my voice is gone. But, back to what I was saying, they're going to get rid of these other platforms, and we're going to get rounded up at some point. I'm going to be honest with you. I know I'm going to be in a damn FEMA camp or dead pretty soon. You know, there's no other way to look at this. Where we are right now, I'm pretty much just like, you know, F you, you know, come do what you're going to do at this point. I don't really give a shit. They made it so that it's not worth living in this world. You know, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. If you can't live free and happy, then, you know, what's the point? You know, you go outside, everyone, you know, I live in the DC area. It's a stupid, lefty, liberal, dumbass town. People are stupid. Everyone's walking around outside with the stupid ass mask on. You know? And there's a protest every damn weekend. You know, because it's the nation's capital, so that, you know. But there's always something stupid going on. The things that they should be protesting for, they're not. They're a bunch of morons. Just a bunch of stupid, lefty, dumbass liberals. And they don't know their ass from a hole in the wall. You know, you can't even look, you know, remember the good old days when you walk down the street and you see pretty girls walking by? Not now. Stupid ass mask on their face. You don't know if she's pretty or ugly. She could look good with the mask on, take the shit off and look like she got hit by a train. You don't know. But anyway, that's a side note. But no, this is the world we live in now, you know. And it's all this constant tension. And maybe I wrap myself up too much into the drama and the BS. But it's all intentional. It's all intentional. They are moving along. And we have won. We, the people, have won some battles. And we lost some battles. And the powers that be are at a point now where they're pretty desperate. The more they expose themselves, the harder they have to push, because they cannot just allow themselves to remain out in the open and exposed. And they know that the clock is ticking. They know the clock is ticking. If the people actually stood up and fought back, this thing would be over. This thing would be over. You know what's keeping us from doing it? Stupidity. Stupidity, pride, people not wanting to admit that they're wrong. I run into people that bought into the pandemic BS hook, line, and sinker. And I can tell from the conversation that we have now, comparing to the conversation that we had at the beginning of the pandemic, I can tell that they know that they've been lied to, but they bought in. They voted for poopy pants Biden already. Some people have talked a lot of shit to people like me, and the pride, you know, messes with their head to know that they've been lied to, and they feel stupid. Do you know how stupid they feel when they look on television, and you had poopy pants telling them that if they just take the vaccine, everything will go back to normal. If you just take the vaccine, you can't get COVID. Only to turn around a couple of months later and say, well, we can't go back to normal because some people are unvaccinated. That doesn't make, and they know that doesn't make any damn sense. Because they told them, they promised them that if they took it, they would be protected completely. And then you turn around and say, well, the unvaccinated are hurting the vaccinated. And anybody with a brain would go, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense, right? So the pride, and it's like, they need to believe, they need to believe that this system is for them and working with them and not against them. So Poopy Pants Biden is in office to completely collapse everything. I cannot see us making it to 2024. I'm being honest. I'm having a hard time in my head seeing it. Something major has to happen between now and then, between now and 2023. Something big has to happen. What was that movie, Songbird? What was like COVID-23 or something like that? I think it was called. They had something called COVID-23, and everybody was on lockdown. They had troops out in the street. They had troops going to people's doors. Something big has to happen, because there's no way in hell the powers that be are going to allow themselves to just stay out there exposed like this by so many people. They have to push their transhumanism agenda now. Now, like right now. They have no choice. I can't see them delaying this till 2027. Because I know it's agenda 2030, but I can't see it. I can't see them, unless they're just that stupid and that prideful. But I can't see, after this situation, what they've done with this pandemic, Fauci being unpopular now, his movie reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, nobody likes this dude anymore. New polls suggest that people don't trust Biden when it comes to COVID. And he's supposed to be the COVID president, right? That's what he ran on. If they don't trust Biden, they don't trust Fauci, then that means they don't trust the scientists anymore either. So their whole narrative is blowing up in their face, which is on one hand why I'm optimistic. But on the other hand, I'm looking at this and I'm going, they're getting desperate. And when the deep state gets desperate, when they get desperate, things happen. Staged events, major catastrophes. Okay? And you know what? Weather, this climate crisis stuff that they're promoting, you remember what happened to Texas? Remember what happened to Texas? I believe it was back in February, where they had the power outages. Oh, I guarantee you that was some deep state. That was definitely a test run, I would say. That was a test run. And you had January the 6th, that was a test run. You had the power outage in Texas, that was another test run. Matter of fact, this whole pandemic is nothing but a test run for the next big crisis, which they will not let go to waste. The next big one, they will not let go to waste. I promise you. I promise you. Then there's war. There's talk of war with China and Taiwan, or China trying to take Taiwan. And there's a lot going on. Never seen times like this. That's how you know something big is coming. Something really, really big is coming. And it's going to be all hell breaking loose. And our only hope is that enough people have woken up. And I'm afraid the dumbasses, the stupid asses, you saw what they did during the pandemic. Everyone went and bought. I mean, you know, I can't blame them for buying them toilet paper, but you saw the people with three masks on in the car. You saw it. Face shields. Can you imagine how those people would act if you had a major staged event? A major one, like buildings going boom, 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 boom. Can you imagine how these dumbasses would act? How hard it would be to explain to them? And that will be the perfect cover, the perfect cover story, perfect reason for the powers that be, the deep state, the corrupt, wicked elites, to announce that everyone must be chipped so that they can monitor you, monitor your movements. Because everyone has been deemed a suspicious person, suspicious individual. And then they're going to have their people promote, you know, getting the microchip. They're going to have their little rappers come out there and promote it. And anybody that says, I don't want a microchip, is going to be labeled a domestic terrorist. That's why the Biden administration keeps harping on domestic terrorism. It's all being done for the transhumanism agenda. Because they know you don't want to take it. They know a lot of people don't want to take it. The majority of people don't want to take it. They're going to have to force it. So anyways, that's going to be it for the Invalid Truth. My voice is messed up. I've been wanting to get back to doing this show, but my voice is just absolutely destroyed. But follow me at, of course, Invalid Truth via Morrow 1290. Also, my other show, The Morrow Report, and Free Press ARC, Free Press Against the Ruling Class. And till next time, I'm going to try to do more of these shows. I know people have been complaining. I think by the end of the year, I should be able to get to a point where, if not daily, I could do multiple shows per week. All right. So I'm looking to really, towards the end of the year, you know, 2022, to really ramp it up. Excuse me. Damn, my voice is gone. I want to really ramp it up at the end of the year, or the very beginning of 2022. So, but until next time, peace.